Well, welcome to the third week of our series on how to be happy. The title speaks for itself. We all want to be happy. But happiness doesn't happen by accident. It takes hard work, good decisions, and a solid strategy. And that's what this series is about, a way to find real happiness that will sustain you. 2 weeks ago, we talked about having the right foundation, building your life on faith and not fear. Last week, we discussed having the right heart, because happiness comes when your heart matches the life you were created to live. And we said that the right heart is a generous heart. That's what will bring happiness that will last over time. We also said that the deepest joys always cost us something, and the greatest loves require sacrifice. But when you are willing to open your lives and make room for others, be generous, then you will also share in the blessings God has placed on their lives. Your generosity not only helps others, but it changes you and makes you truly happy. Today we're going to look at another important decision for happiness. I want to talk with you today about the right center. We all need the right center for our lives. You could be standing on a solid foundation and giving with a generous heart, as we already talked about. But if you're always trying to hold everything together on your own, keep the plate spinning all by yourself, you are soon going to be worn out. The problem with having the wrong center is you'll always be running on empty. People these days are exhausted in ways that they've never been before. It's a kind of exhaustion that reaches straight into your soul, into the core of your being. Non-stop notifications, right? Ding, ding. I'm sorry, was that your phone or was it mine, right? Or the pressure to perform and achieve, the demands of parenting and the stress of work and the challenges of trying to take care of an elderly parent, and just the constant anxiety I think most of us feel in trying to do everything perfectly. It will easily drain you. And after a while, you won't have anything left to give. You'll be completely and utterly exhausted. You'll be completely and utterly exhausted. Now, if you ask most people what's at the center of their lives, they will probably tell you family, friends, financial security, career advancement, and hobbies. And that's all good. God gave us those things to enjoy and to make our lives meaningful. But they are not the ultimate and deepest center of your life. Consider family, for instance. Family dynamics can often create stress, maybe not in your family, but they can often create stress, right? Relatives mad at each other, people not getting along, kids drifting off course, making you sick with worry. You feel like you can't live up to everyone's expectations or meet their demands. At work, you run the risk of burning out from juggling so many responsibilities, trying to please the boss, and dealing with all those annoying coworkers. Friends are good, but they can wear you out. They can demand a lot of your time. And financial security is important. Accumulating wealth is fine, but ask yourself this: what would be left over if the market crashed? What would be left if the market crashed? And then hobbies, they're fun, but honestly, they don't always spark the joy you think they will. Here's the principle: you can enjoy all those good things, and even with the stress and the burdens that sometimes come along with them, you can still be genuinely and truly happy when you have the right center for your life. If you want to know where your center really is, check your checkbook and your calendar. It might just be a little bit of a wake-up call. It was for me years ago, back when I was in college in my late teens and early 20s. I had two part-time jobs. I worked on an ambulance and also in a hospital emergency room. Between those two paychecks, I had a fair amount of discretionary income, especially since I was still living at home. So I decided to put that discretionary income to good use. Instead of saving it, I spent it. I liked nice clothes and things like that and looking good, so practically every week I was at Lenox Square, an upscale mall in Metro Atlanta area. I was shopping for nice outfits at a clothing store called Mark Shale for affluent men, which I definitely was not. But I did drop a lot of cash there. And I looked good. My friends commented on it. But I got to tell you, even though I was a clothes horse, that was the wrong center for my life. Within a couple of years, I had racked up $12,000 in credit card bills that I had no way of paying off. That's like $50,000 in today's money. At least that's what AI said. I was in deep trouble. I was in deep trouble. My credit score had plummeted. I could barely afford to make the monthly minimum payments. I was exhausted with stress and worry, picking up extra shifts at work to make the payments. And my grades started to slip as a result. I was in a real bind, but eventually, through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, I was able to pay off the whole balance and have remained credit card debt-free ever since. But why did that happen? It happened because I made status and appearance the center of my life. And whatever sits at the center of your life eventually demands sacrifices. So it better be the right center. And clearly, mine was not. In today's gospel, Jesus addressed the chronic exhaustion that you and I often feel. It's become something of an epidemic these days. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." That word labor in the original language literally means being weary from exhausting toil. And the word burdened means feeling weighed down beyond measure. Jesus wasn't just talking about a good kind of tired, you know, come home from work or come home from a long weekend having fun and you're, no, he was talking about being bone tired. He knew that even back then, life could be exhausting when you have the wrong center. And today, more than ever, people are tired in ways that even sleep can't fix because many of them are living with the wrong center in their lives. Jesus spoke these words about rest right after his disciples came back from an important trip. They had been out in the surrounding towns and villages, healing the sick and preaching the good news of the gospel. And they came back tired, but joyful because their mission had been successful. A lot of people had come to believe. Jesus praised God for this, for the success of his disciples. And he gave thanks that even though the religious and the educated elite rejected the message, ordinary people, what he called little ones, had accepted it. It was a big win and great news. Jesus went on to celebrate by revealing something else to the disciples. He said, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son," meaning Jesus, "except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." What Jesus was saying was that when you look at him, you see the Father. And then he showed everyone what God is really like. That he's not an overbearing boss or an unrelenting taskmaster, always demanding more and more from people already overburdened. Instead, God is like Jesus, who said of himself, "I am meek and humble of heart. Come to me and you will find rest for yourselves." Jesus was inviting everyone who feels overwhelmed to come to him and make him the center of their lives. Having the right center is critical, not only in life, but as it turns out, also in basketball. Now, prepare yourselves. I'm about to amaze you with a sports metaphor, and for those of you who know me, you know this is way out of my league, so to speak, pardon the pun, but here it goes. In basketball, the center position, the player in the middle, is rarely the flashiest one on the court. He doesn't typically make spectacular passes or shoot from half court or get all the attention. Instead, the center protects the basket or the paint, that part in the middle. He protects the paint, he grabs rebounds, and he keeps the defense anchored. Ask any good coach and they will tell you that when the center is strong, the whole team is strong because there's stability in the middle. But when the center is weak, the entire team is weak. That's because the center quietly holds everything together. The center protects, stabilizes, makes space, and carries weight that others don't even realize he's carrying. Here's my question. How strong is the center of your life? Is it occupied by a desire for, you know, wealth and achievement, approval and appearance, accomplishment and success? Those aren't bad things, but they will wear you out unless you have something stronger at the center of your life. You were never meant to carry everything on your own. It's why Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Back then, a yoke was worn by oxen when they were plowing a field. And what's interesting is that that work was rarely done alone. There were usually two animals side by side pulling the load together. In Bible times, a yoke was made for two. So when Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden light," he meant that he would always be on the other side of that yoke, helping you carry the load. The more and more you make Jesus really and truly the center of your life, you will still have stress and burdens and pressure, but you won't have to shoulder it alone. You won't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Whatever problem or challenge you are facing, you can face it with hope and optimism because you know Jesus is right there. The Lord is right next to you at your side. In today's first reading, the prophet Zechariah described a new kind of king, a king who would not dominate and intimidate and coerce and condemn his own people. That king would be gentle and humble and meek of heart. Zechariah says, "He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations." Back then, the king was, of course, the center of everything in the kingdom. But just like a bad center in your life, a bad king could overwhelm you, oppress you, dominate you, exploit you. But what Zechariah prophesied centuries earlier, Jesus came to deliver. A new kind of king, a king who would always stand at the center of your life if you allow him. Not with domination and oppression and judgment, but with peace and rest. There was this young man. He had the wrong center in life. He was brilliant, successful, and ambitious. He had a prestigious career, and many people admired and respected him. He chased after worldly pleasures and relationships, achievements, and intellectual success. By all appearances, he had everything going for him. But deep down, there was something missing. He was still restless. Later, he admitted that even when he got everything he thought he wanted, he still felt unfulfilled. No matter what he tried or did, he just couldn't be happy. There was always another goal to reach, always another desire to satisfy, and always another empty feeling afterwards. Well, one day this young man, exhausted from trying to figure out life on his own terms, came to a turning point. He decided to stop making success and pleasure the center of his life and started putting Christ where he belonged. That was 16 centuries ago, and that young man's name was Aurelius Augustine. Today, he is remembered as one of the greatest saints and theologians in Christian history. After he became a bishop, he wrote a book called Confessions that has become one of the most popular, influential, and enduring works in Western literature. And in that book about his life, he looked back on his life and famously said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Having the right center changes everything. If success is sitting at the center of your life, it will drive you mercilessly. If money is at the center, you will never feel fully secure. If it's approval, you will run yourself ragged trying to please other people. And if it's family, even though it's good, they can often disappoint you. Unhappiness comes from making the center of your life anything other than Jesus Christ himself. But when you choose him, when you come to him and make him the center, he will hold that center and he will carry the load with you. And all those other good and worthy things in your life, career, family, friends, finances, fun times, they'll all be strong too. You won't be exhausted. You won't feel drained. You won't walk around depleted. You do not have to be stressed out and anxious trying to make everything happen on your own strength. Jesus never promised a life without burdens, but what he did promise is that when you come to him, you will find rest. When you make him the center and when he holds the center of your life, you can stop carrying all those things you were never meant to carry on your own. When you find the right center, you will find happiness.